Hello, mate. Well, it's here for my second podcast, and I'm here with my friend, my homie, my mate. Hold on. I forgot his name. I just picked him up off the side of the road. He was just getting off from work, and I won't suck his cock. But anyways, I'm here with my friend, Jer.
Juice Bigelow.
Okay.
No, I'm not a Jew.
And so, he's not a Jew. And so, we're just here, we're going to do podcasts, and we're just going to talk about silly shit, like we always do.
Not my pause.
Because I just met him. And
blood pudding.
And blood pudding. I don't fucking eat blood pudding, but I really don't give a fuck what he puts in his mouth, because I know what I'm going to put in mine. So, once again, here we go. So, what's the new shit going on, huh? Has anybody been fucking stalking you again, mate? Huh?
Yeah.
Is that a yeah? Like, as a yes?
Yeah, boy, coming down.
Oh, shit. Now he's fucking putting in different fucking speakages on me. I don't know what the fuck to do.
German.
You know, oh, shit. I try to stay away from them unless I'm fucking, you know.
Me too, I'm Jewish.
Unless I'm fucking talking error. Anyways. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter for our purposes. So, we're just going to say, you know, try to look more beautiful if you want to have more sex. And that's pretty much what the deal is. So, we're just going to keep on talking. So, what new music have you been listening to today, lately, mate? Zero.
Zero music.
Is that the rapper Zero?
Or? No music today.
No music today, huh?
It was a struggle.
It was a struggle?
A bunch of fans at the job.
Oh my gosh. It's too many fans, mate. It really fucking sucks. But here we go again. See, I've been listening to...
Barbra Streisand.
No. I haven't listened to her since last time I was at her concert. I did listen to Bette Midler, but that was because she was fucking just being her.
You know? I love Bette.
And we're watching people walk by, and you know, we are hailing out of Seattle, Washington. I'm a transplant, and so is he. And I don't know why he was standing on a corner at Amazon Fresh when he fucking works at another fucking strip. But, you know, I guess that was the closest Lance part, the Lance mark. Huh? Yeah, you're right. Of course. I believe every fucking thing that everyone tells me, even though I'm not supposed to, apparently. I can't take people at fucking face value. I have to fucking believe that they're playing some sort of fucking game. But, since it's me, and... I usually just try to separate the bullshit from the bullshit us, and that's why I have my friend here. Sorry, that was a little sip before Loco. And, alright, so I'm going to get back into my original voice, and because I tried to lose that accent a long time ago, but I just couldn't do it. So, anyways, I'm listening to like a lot of Madonna. Her old stuff, because I mean I like her new stuff, but you know, it wasn't as well. Yeah, it was just as good as the old stuff, but a lot of people don't like it, but I do. Do you like Madonna? Oh my god, he was so talkative earlier. Now he's just like not being talkative.
Don't like
it's
Madonna.
Like he's fucking depressed or something.
Don't like Madonna.
Why?
I like Kylie Minogue.
Why can't you just... Why does there have to be a comparison?
Because Kylie Minogue is awesome.
But Kylie Minogue is like comparing Michael Jackson and Prince. Like, they don't even make the same music.
Well...
Yeah?
Well, Kylie Minogue is bigger in Australia than Madonna is in America.
I don't fucking think so. I don't think so. And you know what? Even if that was to be true... Well, I mean, I'm sure she's fucked a whole bunch of people, and you were probably in the mix. You probably just didn't know. Did I mention that my friend's a vampire?
Yes.
And so, I've been trying to get him to turn me for like fucking years now, but he doesn't fucking deem me fucking worthy, I guess. And you know, there is no way I'm gonna get fucking turned in this body that I've got on me right now. So, you know, I'm like, fuck that. that.
It's rancid.
It's not rancid. It doesn't even fucking stink. I took a shower, washed my fucking balls, and, you know, you can't say anything because we can't bring race into this, you know. As we all know, I am Puerto Rican. So, that has nothing to do with it, because if there was a fucking, you know, if there was a fucking contest for who sucked the most fucking black dicks in this room, I am sure he would win by a fucking slip and slide. So, I mean, I don't judge. I especially don't judge when he fucking gets around white people and he starts talking in that whole language, you know, how, you know, everybody's so lazy and, you know, they don't take care of their kids and stuff like that. But we all know, you know, oh yeah, jogger went by. But, you know, I'm really not gonna, did you really just say that? He said it. Okay, so I think we're gonna go on to a song. This was a little mix. I don't know if I can post this or not, but I was just gonna do a little snippet. And it's one of my favorite mixes. It's a go-to mix that I, you know, just makes me feel good. Makes me feel real good. And I usually use it while I'm working out or not doing anything or doing something or nothing all at the same time. And it's from the Sound Republic. And I think it was like live at Sizzled or Grizzled or Winter Music Conference or something like that. We'll play a little snippet for you. All right. Put on your happy face.
Morning.
Think of big old fucking whatever you guys like to, you know, grope. Hold on. All right. Let's do it. This is Sizzle Kitty coming at you.